Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dried and tasted. Preserving. Drying is one of the oldest methods of preserving fresh produce, and for the gardener, it offers convenience, reliability, and speed. Benedict van Heems tells us what's involved. Dehydrating food is an exceptionally easy way to preserve glots from the garden or allotment. There are many compelling reasons to start drying food if you don't already do so. Dried fruits and vegetables take up considerably less room than frozen or bottled produce. It doesn't require great expense or in-depth expertise, and it's very safe. No risks of botulism or mould. Low-tech alternatives. For millennia, aside from salting, the only other way to preserve food was to dry it. This simple low-tech technique has served us well for generations, and there's every reason to continue. Tasty and healthy snacks, chewy fruit leathers, herbs for the larder, or dried tomatoes to bring winter cooking to life. Just a few of the many reasons to add drying to your preserving schedule. The equipment. Occasional batches of produce can be dried in a conventional oven set to its lowest temperature. It works to an extent, but temperature control and achieving an even result is much harder. By all means, stick with your oven if you only expect to dry the odd thing here and there, but for accurate, reliable drying every time, it pays to invest in a dehydrator. An electric dehydrator isn't a complicated piece of kit. Its main advantage over an oven is its motor, which circulates air around the unit, driving moisture off the produce that's spread out onto a slatted or gauze trays. It is this that gives an even result, and because your fruits or vegetables aren't actually cooked, all their flavour and nutritional value remains intact. I really do recommend an electric dehydrator, and I assure you I'm not on commission. You can pick up a basic, no-fuss, thermostatically controlled model for as little as £40, and the results will speak for themselves. Most also come with a timer. While drying out food can take many hours, these compact units use very little electricity, making them efficient and cheap to run. Getting started. Almost any fruit or vegetable may be dehydrated if it's first prepared properly. Begin with blemish-free produce that's ripe and at its fullest flavour. Dehydrate correctly, and that flavour will be just as good after drying, and in many cases, the flavour will even have intensified. Prepare your fruits and vegetables for dehydrating by cutting them to size. Many fruits can also be turned into a puree, then spread over non-stick sheets to make a healthy fruit leather for guilt-free snacking. Slices should be the same thickness to dry out evenly. The thinnest slices, no more than 5 millimetres or half an inch thick, will dehydrate quickest, while many berries, herbs and smaller vegetables, such as peas, need no prepping at all, just a quick wash before laying them out onto the trays. Fruits with skins should be placed skin side down. Some produce has a tendency to turn brown, including, for example, apple and pear slices. Avoid this by soaking them in a mildly acidic solution for 10 to 30 minutes before drying. Citric acid, also called ascorbic acid, dissolved in water works well. Or for small batches, simply stir in one part lemon or lime juice to four parts water. An acid soak like this also softens tough skins while eliminating most bacteria. Most vegetables need to be blanched or steamed for a minute or two after they've been sliced. This helps to extend the life of the dried veg even further by deactivating the enzymes responsible for aging and toughening. How to blanch? Fill a large pan two-thirds full with water and bring to a rolling boil. Plunge your prepared vegetables into the water, then quickly return to the boil. Blanching begins when the water reboils, which should be within a minute at most. Blanch for the recommended time, 1 to 2 minutes for most sliced vegetables. Then immediately stop the cooking process by transferring the vegetables into a bowl of icy cold water. A wire basket or colander is recommended for moving batches smoothly in one go. Once the veg is cool enough to touch, but still warm, drain it off, then immediately arrange on your trays to begin drying. Into the dehydrator. How long food takes to dry depends on many factors. Thickness of the slices, efficiency of your dehydrator, and how much moisture content was in the fresh produce at the start. Dehydrating is a balance between speed and maintaining the quality of your produce. Too hot and you'll sap much of the nutritional value, impair flavour and damage texture. There's also the risk of drying out the surface of the produce, which can seal the moisture inside and prevent it from being driven out. But too cool and slow and the plant tissue could become adversely affected before it finally dries out. Drying produce really is a Goldilocks process. So, what's the ideal temperature? For most fruits, a steady heat of 57 degrees Celsius or 135 degrees Fahrenheit is ideal. While for most vegetables, including fruiting veg such as tomatoes and peppers, aim for 52 degrees Celsius or 125 degrees Fahrenheit. Your produce is dry when it becomes pliable, leathery or brittle once it's cooled back down to room temperature. Most fruits need conditioning before storing, a simple process that evens out the moisture in the pieces of fruit to reduce the risk of mould. Pack the pieces into a sealed jar and leave for 10 days. A gentle daily shake will help the conditioning along and keeps pieces from sticking to each other. If you notice any condensation, return the fruit to the dehydrator for a while longer. How to store? Dried and cooled produce should be promptly stored in airtight containers. The perfect storage area will be dry, dark and cool with minimum temperature fluctuation. An old-fashioned larder is perfect, but a cool room temperature will suffice. Expect dried fruit to keep for up to a year and vegetables for around 6 months. Warmer temperatures decrease this time considerably while a freezer extends it. Use clear glass jars if you can because you'll be able to see any moisture condensing on the sides. It also makes it easier to regularly check dried produce for signs of mould or spoilage without opening the lid and letting in moist air. Needless to say, mouldy items are best fed to the food waste caddy. Soak it up. Dried fruits may be enjoyed as they are, without soaking or soaked to return them to their juicy glory. Dehydrated vegetables, on the other hand, almost always need reconstituting by adding boiling water, then gently simmering until the vegetables have regained most of their original volume. The time this takes varies according to what's being soaked, but generally this should take between 5 minutes and half an hour. Do not over-soak produce or you risk compromising its flavour and turning it to a sodden mush. Dried vegetables can also be added directly to soups and stews without reconstituting first. Dried tomatoes and leafy vegetables do not require soaking either. Reconstituted fruits and vegetables should be treated as fresh and stored appropriately. Adding your own dried fruits, vegetables and herbs to the larder is a super convenient and accessible way to store more of what you grow. Once you get into the swing of it, you'll find yourself snacking on more of your own dried fruit year-round, while jars of vegetables ready to soak and add to recipes will never be far from reach. Capturing the growing season's plenty to enjoy during the quieter months is a shrewd move, but it's a move any gardener can employ.
Kitchen Garden magazine offers down-to-earth advice to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have a very special subscription offer for our podcast listeners. Get the printed magazine and free seeds delivered to your door, an interactive digital version for tablets and smartphones, access to a 10-year back issue archive, and exclusive content on the KG Subs Club website.
And all this could be yours for just £4.99 a month. An absolute bargain. Go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG264 for all the details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.